We have three line companies, Protection Flower Hill and Atlantics. And Protection Flower Hill have not only their main houses, which are right here, they have one on Channel Drive and one on Avenue A. When the fire whistle goes off, people just ran, whatever closest firehouse they lived, they would go through. So what happened was we were getting, during the daytime, guys were going to different firehouses. You'd have one guy here, one guy the other firehouse, and you didn't have enough guys to man one fire truck to go, but you had three or four trucks with two guys here, two guys there. So I was a captain at the time. We got together with the chiefs, and we came up with a plan, and we instituted this daytime response. So like 6 in the morning to 5 o'clock at night, everyone responds to Atlantics. All the companies have a truck in there. We rotate the truck who's going to go first to keep the members happy from each company. And guys put their gear there, so the main everyone goes to that one firehouse, and they get two fire trucks on the road. Instead of getting 4 or 5 with a couple guys on, you get two fire trucks with good, you know, a lot of people on them. And that was the whole thing. We took a lot of heat on that. A lot of old members didn't want that, and they didn't want the firehouses. There's still guys that don't like it. But we felt that's the right thing they had to do for the fire department and for the members going to fires. And if they did go to a fire, then they had enough sufficient manpower to try and get the job done. And we just went and did it.